All right, class, here we are. Today's lesson is all about masturbation. Now, how many of you have masturbated before? Come on, don't be shy, just raise your hands. There's nothing wrong with masturbation. It's a completely normal, healthy activity. So I see most of the hands have gone up, but not all. Well, I want to talk to you today about how to masturbate. Now, some of you have already done this. Some of you have probably already done this a lot. But I thought it would be best if we took the class period and had ourselves a little lesson in how to properly masturbate and to talk about any of the shame or stigma that might come along with that. So, first things first, I want everyone to lean back in your chairs and unzip your flies. That's right, this is a hands-on lesson today. Don't be shy. It's fine. Go ahead. Matthew, yep, there you go. You too, John. Jason, you too. All right, good, good. And everybody has their flies unzipped. And everyone has their cock in hand, right? What about you? This is a whole class activity. We're all doing this together. There's no reason to be shy. You too, okay? Now come on. Unzip that fly for me. That's right. So, now everybody has their cock in their hand. And I just want to take a chance to say that this is an activity that's completely natural and normal. It's a healthy thing for you to do. So, what I want you to do is to start stroking yourself. Wrap your fingers around your penis and stroke up and down, up and down. You don't have to squeeze tight, tight, tight. You don't have to hurt yourself or anything like that. Just gently up and down. Doesn't that feel good? And that's the point, students. The point is to make yourself feel good. This is supposed to be relaxing. It's supposed to be a way to relieve stress and make endorphins. Can somebody tell me what an endorphin is? That's right. It's a chemical that makes your body feel good. So just think of that. You're releasing endorphins, and that's a very good thing. It makes you happy. So I see everyone is starting to stroke. Very good. Very good. Now, a lot of people like to use something to stimulate them while they masturbate. So this can range from video pornography to pictures of whatever it is that they find attractive, whether that's a naked woman or, for those of you who may be interested, naked men. So we don't happen to have any of that material here, but we can certainly use what we have on hand to help stimulate things. So, since I happen to be the only female in the room, I think I'll just go ahead and unbutton my blouse as a means of stimulation, obviously. Yeah. Now why aren't you stroking yourself? Come on. Come on. All your friends are doing it. You should do it too. I promise it will feel good. Please, do it for me. So I see a number of you like the way my breasts look. I'll just go ahead and take this bra off. And maybe rub them just a little. Play with them. This is probably a different lesson, but one that I can teach you anyway. A lot of women like to have their breasts touch. Sometimes you need to be gentle, and sometimes you can be a little rough. It depends on what she likes. So you need to make sure you ask. Always make sure to ask before you try something. This does feel good. These touches. That's right, keep stroking. Now, some of you look like you're getting a little close to finishing. And that's okay. Some people take longer, some people are quicker. That's right, keep stroking. Very good. You're all doing such a good job. Now the question is, when you finish, where should you finish? So, you're going to ejaculate. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with the term, you may have heard the slang word coming, or jizz, or something like that. There's a lot of different names for it. But it means that you reach orgasm, which is a very pleasant feeling for those of you who may not have experienced it. Now, when males ejaculate, there's the release of sperm, which is what impregnates a female. Now, we're not doing any of that today. That's a little too advanced of a lesson, I think. But when you finish, I think you should come over here and ask me, each of you, if you can come on my breasts. Now, I think it's a good lesson to ask. Consent is very important. Never forget that. You should always have permission before you do something. That's right. Yes, you may. Yes, you can too. Now, those of you who aren't finished yet, keep stroking. That includes you, Mr. Shy. I've got my eye on you. Don't stop. Oh, keep going. Yes. Yes, you can. You're making a big mess on me, all of you. Yes, you too. Go ahead. Oh, that's so good. Yeah, you too. Oh, very good. That was a big one. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. Well, that's almost everyone, isn't it? Except for Mr. Shy. You haven't asked me. Are you getting close? Maybe you need a little extra help. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to wrap my hand around this penis of yours and just give you a little help. Just a couple of quick strokes. Very nice. Are you going to ask me? Ask me for permission? What was that? You want to come in my mouth? Well, You are the only one who asked for that. Doesn't quite seem fair to the rest of the class, but since you did ask, and so nicely, I think I'll let you. So I'm going to count down from 10, and I want you to come in my mouth like a good little boy. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come in my mouth. Come in my mouth. Maybe you're not always the best at following directions, but I think you pick up pretty quick.